Hello, my name's Sophia Hansen, and today I'm doing an interview on life-changing events. Today, I'm interviewing Ms. Helen Williams. So, what do you think is your most life-changing event?
The most life-changing experience for me was when we just made a decision to move to Kodiak in 1972. And we met early in 1968 and got married early in 1969, but I lived in Oregon. And he would come to Alaska, and we missed each other terribly. So coming to Kodiak was the most wonderful thing for our family at the time.
How old were you at the time?
I was 23.
What do you think was your favorite or least favorite part about moving here?
I think I was a little leery at first because I had always lived in Oregon. Was on my mother's side, fourth generation Oregonian. And so that was a comfort zone for me. But the first time I came up here, I came just to visit with two small children. And a lady had met me at the airport. She had seen me one other time, took me to her house, and made me completely welcome. Started introducing me to other fishing families. And I'm not sure that everyone's aware of how fishing families work. My kids actually adopted their best friends' parents as aunties and uncles.
So, did it affect any other people besides you?
Well, my family missed us, of course, and my husband's family missed us, but we would periodically, about every 2 years, take the boat to somewhere in Oregon and have it worked on. And so our families, we generally go to an area on the Oregon coast around Newport, Oregon, where we could stay with my husband's family. My kids got to know their grandparents very well. And my parents, living in Eastern Oregon, would drive over and spend the whole time that we were in the shipyards with us. And then when my father retired, he would come to Alaska. It's something that he'd always wanted to do. And so my kids really got to know my father. And my mother came up occasionally. She was always into doing, you know, community things, and so she wouldn't find quite as much time. But the fact that we could have family fly in and stay for 2 or 3 months made it really nice.
So, what do you think was the most interesting thing about Kodiak when you came here?
Well, when I first came here, it was very small. There was only one paved road. We lived in a very small place out at Island Lake, and I followed the road grader once a week to town. So over the years, I've noticed how much it's grown, but it may have gotten larger, but families and people in Kodiak still genuinely care and help each other. And I think that's been the most outstanding thing was since I grew up in a community that was very close-knit, that I still feel like a lot of people in Kodiak are family, even though they're not related.
So what do you think was your least favorite part about moving here?
I think the least favorite part is that I had two small children and was a little nervous about that, but since my husband was skippering a boat, we put our few family possessions on the boat and moved, and we'd already purchased a small place at Island Lake. And so I was a little anxious, but I've always been a very gregarious and friendly person. So what I did is I went over early in the morning, about 10 o'clock, started knocking on doors around me and introducing myself and my family and got to know the neighbors. And the kids, I was very fortunate. In that area, a lot of people had kids about our family's age, so we had lots of kids to play with, lots of things to do. I got extremely involved in the school system when our kids were in public school, but I think just the fact, like I said, Kodiak is a friendly place. I've known a number that I can't remember ever not spending a minimum in the summertime if we weren't on the boat, or when it started getting, as soon as it started getting warm, we'd go to the beach. And the thing was, the person who got the wettest was always the person who won. You couldn't get wet enough by going to the beach. My kids all learned to swim by the time they were 7. I learned to swim when I was 5, so I couldn't imagine a kid not growing up not thinking they could swim. Fortunately, we've had two lovely pools here in Kodiak, and so kids now do learn to swim. But, I mean, the beach was the greatest thing when our kids were little. That, and we loved to go camping. Camping was fun.
What was the thing that you thought was the most ironic, the most unbelievable thing?
Okay, the most unbelievable thing was how people helped. I mean, I thought that was wonderful. I was a little shy when I first came here, and like I said, people when I first moved here were just friendly as puppies. But like I said, I don't think there's a friendlier town than Kodiak, and that has definitely been the reason that my husband and I, well, September, we've been here for 44 years. And God willing, it'll be a lot longer before we leave this planet.
Well, this was great, but I'm sorry to say that this has to be the end. Thank you. This radio project was produced during the Some Arts Radio Storytelling class. It was made possible with a partnership between the Kodiak Arts Council and KMXT Public Radio.